Hi, my name is Thomas Wilburn, and this sound file is the accompaniment to my post on how I set up a virtual pedal board using Fraser. And right now I'm recording into Ableton Live using the setup that I describe in the post, so it actually involves four channels, one for voice, and then three to contain the instrument, the MIDI control, and the final wet recording of the bass. So you can kind of hear some of the 60-cycle hum from the bass. I'm going to go ahead and get started here. I'm going to open up my Fraser window so I've got something to look at. Right now I'm looking at the mixer, and I've got it in clean mode, so you can hear that I've just got... You know, it's a very basic clean bass. I actually do this by setting the multiband compressor to do nothing to the sound. So it's completely turned off, but it's still there because Fraser, as far as I can tell, won't store the bypass states. And if it did, it would tend to reconnect the effects in strange ways when I did. So instead I've got the same thing that does both my clean. It also does my slap, which when I activate here, you can hear a little extra hiss, which is the compressor kicking in. And so what that's doing is actually it's compressing, but it's also adding a scoop EQ, and it starts to sound a little bit like this. So the slap EQ and the clean EQ are basically to duplicate the first button on my MXR, because I got used to having one of them that I use for my regular clean playing, and then one of them that I use for percussion playing that has a bigger high and low end, and it's more compressed, so that I get a little bit more out of the slap riffs that I do. The next thing that I have is my fuzz, and I actually wrote about this when I talked about distortion. It consists of two things. It's got actually a, I'm going to solo them here for you so you can hear. The first one is a Fuzz Plus, which is a, it's a fuzz plugin, and it actually has the tone turned all the way down, so all you get is the low end. So, in the end it sounds very muffled, but it's still noticeably overdriven. That keeps the low end from completely vanishing when I use the distortion, which is always a problem when bass is looking for distortion, is that most guitar pedals completely remove that low, and when you play in a band context, that makes the bass just vanish. It's not powerful enough to act as a guitar on its own. It really needs the fundamental from those big strings. On top of that, I've added actually the Tube Screamer running into a Marshall emulation and then running through a low-pass filter, as I described, and that gives me a fairly buzzy kind of high-end sound that rests on top of that and actually gives the sizzle to the distortion. As you can hear, it's pretty anemic sounding on its own. It's really just the top frequencies that have been singled out in a band, but when you combine it with the Fuzz Plus, what you get is a little bit more powerful sounding. So this way I managed to actually hold on to both the low end, but it also lets me really, really drive the top end, and that means that I don't have to dig in very hard to get a good sound out of the distortion. That was always a problem with the MXRs. I would crank the gain, and it would end up doing things to the mid-range that I didn't really want it doing, but I had to do that because I wanted to have that nice sizzle for when I played single string for solo stuff. I really wanted to have that bite to it. And then my the next pedal is, normally I actually use a DOD wah pedal. So I use a green wah, which I forget who makes the plugin, but it's just a basic wah setup, and it solos whenever I hit that button on my MIDI pedal board. Up to and I got it defeated today, but that's okay. The last one on my pedal board is actually one that I don't have a analog pedal average for. I don't have an equivalent. But I thought it's such a cool effect. It's the pitch tracker, which takes the pitch of my bass and then produces a synth wave that does exactly the same thing. So it's kind of fun for doing little synthesizer riffs. It's a little unsteady, because on a bass, the frequencies are long enough that it often has trouble hearing, and you can hear it now trying to guess what it is that I'm playing, even though I have the string silenced. But when used properly, it can produce some interesting sounding riffs. So that's always a nice, fun thing to play with. So the bottom row of my pedal board is the pedals that all have to do with the different effects. The top row is then completely dedicated to emulating the looper, and it controls Mobius, which is on another track. So using that, I've got a, starting from the left, I've got a record button, which also is my overdub, just like on the line 6. Also the play stop, the play once. Next is the multiply, which I didn't have on the line 6, but which is really nice. It lets me add on to a measure once I've recorded it so that I can record something shorter, then record something longer over top of it without having to create that entire longer loop from the start. It's kind of a time saver. The last pedal that I have is undo, which again I didn't have on the line 6. I don't plan to use an awful lot, but if I were to use this regularly, there are a lot of things that could be done in terms of adding something to the loop and then taking away when I change to a different place in the song structure. It could really be useful for building choruses or doing other different tricks with the loop. Right now I'm using a very, very small amount of what Mobius is actually capable of doing. It's a massively powerful program that can actually run up to 8 stereo loops at a time. I use only one of them. I've tried to actually remove all of them but one, but it does horrible things to Mobius when I do, so they're all still there. It's just only the first one ever gets used for anything that I do. So that is the guided tour to the many sounds of my pedal board, and I'm just going to close out with a quick riff to kind of send you out to do the fade. So I'm starting out here in my slap mode. I'm going to move into the wah mode. I'll use the distortion at various points, and then I'll start to layer stuff more elaborately.